Blog Talk Radio.
I invite you to come on in.
I invite you to come away. Come on in. Oh, come on in. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks. Behold, he stands at the door of your heart, and he knocks.
Hello, welcome to Faith on the Line tonight. Hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight. We're Prophetess Pate. I want to thank and praise God for you all that tuning in on tonight, those that on the phone line, those that may be on Radio Block Talk Ministry, those that may be on whatever social media platform that you are on. I want to say hello, welcome to Faith on the Line on tonight, and those that may be coming in on the replay later, I want to thank and praise God for you all. I want to say let's begin to go into prayer on tonight. Let's begin to let you all know that This is a line simply for faith and encouragement. And I want to let you all know the theme verse is coming from Hebrew 11 in verse 1, where the word of God lets us know that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And I want to thank and praise God that God has allowed me to be able to use that scripture, because that scripture is what I live. That scripture is how I walk. That scripture is that scripture is what keeps me going. So we have to, and I want to say that you have to just believe. You got to believe. You're not going to see everything happen. You're not going to hear it. But the word of God wants us to believe it. That's why he said now faith. And now begin. Now is where you begin. That's the word that start now. That means right now. That means if you believe and you believe it right now that he's going to do it, he's going to do it. It may not come right now. It may not come in the morning. It may not come the next hour. But God can do it. He will. I have seen a right now thing happening in people's lives, and God can do that. That's why he say now faith. That means believe now, not tomorrow, not the next month, not later, but believe now. Believe that he's going to do whatever you ask him to do. Believe that he's going to come in for you. Believe it. No matter how hard the devil fights you, telling you that it's not going to be, no matter how people look at you and say, that's not going to happen. They disencourage you. They may push you aside. But you still hold on to what you believe that God is going to do. Hold on to what you're going to believe. What you believe God's going to do. Because that's why he said, just a little mustard seed faith. He will give you it's just a little mustard seed. That means it don't take a whole lot to believe on what you want God to do. I believe God for many things. Some of those things have come to pass, and I'm believing God for things too, many more things, and they're going to come to pass. Because why, prophets speak? Because I believe. I believe. You can't just say that you believe and then you're doubting him. It's not going to work. You just can't say you believe and then you get discouraged. You say, oh, God, this ain't going to happen because I've been bad or I messed up or I did wrong. No, still believe. God's grace is sufficient for us every morning. God is not like us. So I just want to put that little bit out there for you tonight to say now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I thank and praise God that I don't have to see to believe. I don't have to hear to know that he's not going to answer it. But I'm going to walk and believe. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you on tonight, Holy Spirit. I thank you for my sister on the phone line, my brother that's on the phone line. I thank you for those that's on Block Talk Radio that's listening, Lord God. Then I thank you for those that's going to be on the replay. I thank you for those that listen by other platform ministries. I thank and praise you, God, for allowing us to come on tonight, God, and to allow us to come before you with thanksgiving and allow us to come in your presence, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for allowing us, Father God, to assemble ourselves together, Lord God, in spirit and in truth. I want to thank you, Lord God, for how you just began to let the angels just watch over us all day long, and you kept us from danger, you kept us from harm, and you kept us out of the way of the enemy. And Father, I want to thank you on tonight. Father, I thank you for everyone, God, on tonight. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing even now, God, because, Lord, your word is, Lord God, sufficient for everyone, God. It is that believe and that wants it, God. So, Father, we come before you right now, God, and we ask in your name, God, Father God. We ask in your name that, Lord God, that any Lord God, any sins that we committed or omitted today was not of you. Father God, if there are any judgment, if there are any, Lord God, foul words that proceed out of our mouths that it should not have, if there are any, Lord God, wrong thinking that we should have not been thinking about, Lord, if there are any matter, if there are any evil or jealousies, or if there are anything in our hearts that's not of you, Lord, we ask that you forgive us, Father. For your words say in Psalms 57 and Psalm 51 and verse 7, it said, purify us, Father, with his blood. Wash us that we may be whiter than snow. You cleanse us from the things that we sin against thee, Holy Spirit. Father, I even ask that you sanctify us all whole, our spirit, soul, and body, that we may preserve you blameless until the coming of you, Father, according to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. And Father, I thank you tonight, God. Here we are, God, Lord God, because your word says in Romans 12, Lord God, in verse 2, here we are, Father. You said, present our bodies unto you as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you, Father, because you are our reasonable servant. And, Father, we thank you on tonight. Father, we even pray for those that may not feel well tonight. We speak the scripture over their lives right now, that mother, that father, that sister, that brother. Maybe someone have that daughter, that son, that auntie or that uncle, or grandparents, or godparents, or children, Lord, whoever it may be for tonight, God. We speak, Lord, 1 Peter, Lord God, 2 and 24 over their lives, because your word said you was wounded, Father. In your stripes, Lord God, we are healed, God. Lord, I thank you right now, God, Lord, that I speak the scripture of Isaiah 53 and 5 over them. Lord, for your word say that we are already healed, Father, by your stripes. We are already healed, Lord, by the Lord God. And I thank you right now. I speak healing, Lord. Your words say, God, that it's already done. Healing was already made away. Healing was already there. Lord, open up their wisdom and understanding that they may receive the healing, that they may receive the healing that's upon their life, that they may, Lord God, begin to, that their faith begin to grow, God, that they will begin to not get weary, Lord, doing their walk with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I pray over somebody may be dealing with a financial difficult, Father. You know who my brother, my sister, you know who they are. So we decree and declare over their life, Father. Your words say in Philippians 4:19, your words say, God, but my God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. Let God glory. God, let your glory come down on them. Open up that door, Lord God, that whatever that financial door, God, open up the windows of heaven according to Malachi 3 and verse 10. Open up your windows of heaven and pour them out blessed that they don't have room to receive, God. That, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we pray that, Lord God, over them, God, that believe in you for finance, that they may be able to pay their mortgage, that they will be able to pay, Lord God, their bills. They will be able to, Lord God, to be able to go to work, God. Lord, they will be able to feed their families, God. They will be able to take care of their whatever they need to take care of. God, begin to make a way. And Father, I pray over those that may be needing a job, God. And Lord God, we thank you right now, God. Lord God, Lord, you said that you make a way of escape, God. Begin to make a way, God, that somebody somewhere will come and bless them according to Isaiah 61 and 5. Will come and bless them with their resource, with their pliers, their resource, God. Whatever they need, God, to get them to that place where they could, that job offer, Lord, that door will come open for them. Father, we thank you tonight for the door is coming open. That manager, that will look down, look on them and offer them that job, Lord. Father, we pray that every door that's been shut, there's another door, God, is already open, God. We ask that you direct them, guide them, lead them to the place, God, where they need to be, Father, in the name of Jesus. Somebody dealing with marital problems. Somebody dealing with family issues. Somebody dealing with church, Lord, found church hurt. Somebody dealing with all types of things, God, that's dealing with mental and physical. So, Father, we pray right now, God, that, Lord God, that you will bring peace to it all, God, that you will bring strength to them, God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, put your arms around them and make a way for them. Lord, bring peace in the homes of marriages. Bring peace in the homes of broken families. Bring peace in the churches, God, Lord God, that you will begin to, Lord God, heal the hurt, heal the pain of church hurt, or touch right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, somebody's child may be, Lord God, rebellious or maybe disobedient. Somebody child have left, God. Begin to bring them back home like you did the prodigal son. Yes, Lord, you know where they are. Yes, Lord, that mother will not be worried. That father is not going to bring them safely, Lord. We bind the hands of the enemy right now off of their life, off of their heart, off of them. We bind the hands of the enemy off of the family right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, Father, whatsoever we bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Father, you begin to do a good work, God. Do a mighty work, God. Touch right now. And Father, I pray, God, I pray for those, Lord, that's dealing with, Lord God, Lord, how they, Lord God, dealing with, Lord, the spirit, Lord God, how they walked away from you, and they want to come back, Lord. They want to get on track with you, God. Lord, they feel like as though they done so wrong that they don't even know if you accept them. But, Father, your words say that you, Lord, you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Your words say that you are, Lord God, your words say that you, Lord God, that you're here, God. Your words say that you're here to open up your arms, Lord God. Father, your words say that they just come to you, God. And, Lord, confess with their mouth that you are Lord, God, that they are saved. Begin to bring them back to you, God. Begin to usher them back to you, God, to put your arms around and let them know, God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Father, that's what your word says. You're always here. Lord, you won't walk off and leave us, but we'll walk off and leave you. Do them like the prodigal son. Bring them back home in the name of Jesus. Touch everyone, God, on the phone line. Touch everyone. Somebody needs you, God, for this. Somebody needs you for that. Somebody needs you, God. Whatever their needs are, whatever they believe in you for, Lord, I come in agreement with them. Father, we come in agreement, Lord God. And Lord God, you said, well, there's two or three touching and agreeing in your name. You say you will be a God in the midst of us. And Father, I thank you tonight for being in the midst of us. I thank you tonight for answering those prayers that we lift up before you tonight. It's already done. Father, I thank you, Lord. Somebody's faith may be shaken. Somebody's belief system may be shaken. Lord, begin to, Lord, strengthen them. Begin to make them strong in areas where they may be weak, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray for ministries. Somebody ministry, Lord. I pray that you open up a door. I pray that you all make things happen. I pray that, God, that everything that they're asking you for, I pray that, God, whatever they need, God, that you will begin to stop right there. You will begin to, Lord God, Lord, be in the midst of them. You will begin to walk beside them and let them know it's going to be all right. Father, I even pray for those that was affected by the hurricane, that you restore, rebuild, God, that you send help their way, everyone. Because, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, whatever they lost, whatever been taken away, it be restored, Lord, 30, 60, and 100-fold. Bring your blessings upon them. And thank you, Lord, and thank you, Lord. On tonight, God, I want to thank you for allowing us to be able to join in on Faith on the Line tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In our son Jesus' name, thank you. And amen. I want to thank you, praise God, for you all that tune in on Faith on the Line on tonight. I want to thank God for Prophet Stacy. I want to thank you, praise God, for all of you and those that's on the replay. I thank you, praise God, for you all tonight. So now, as I begin to go, I want to let you all know to join us back here next Friday, same place, same time, back here on Faith on the Line. And I want to let you all know, be safe out there. This is the Labor Day weekend. Be safe. Some are traveling. Some are doing so many things. Be safe this weekend. Watch your surroundings. Be careful. Be prayerful. And most of all, trust God in everything that you need. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Amen, amen. Prophet Stacy, turn it back over to you.